Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you. Coming to you from the house the Root built on USA Radio Network, flagship station here in Vegas, KBET. Otherwise, that was 790 AM. There's so many big stories out there. I promised you I'd start the show today by talking about Joe Biden's attempts to destroy the suburbs, and I will. I promise you I'll get there. I will get there. But there's so many important news stories to get to before that going on right now. And let's start with Bill Cosby out of prison. Bill Cosby's sex assault conviction overturned by a Pennsylvania court. You know what I call that? Black privilege. What, you know how many people are in prison for sexual assault? And the one guy who's rich and minority and America's sweetheart for many, many years, he's the one that gets out with all the money in the world. Like O.J. Simpson. If you're going to talk about white privilege, maybe there's black privilege. Why did O.J. get off? Everyone knows he murdered. But again, it's an opinion show, and that's my opinion. But a court ruled in civil court that he murdered. They gave away everything he owns for the rest of his life, basically. And everybody knows that Bill Cosby did something wrong. But again, it's my opinion. It's an opinion show. He's a public figure. But he's out. And the women who are raped by him and sexually assaulted by him are not too happy about it. We'll get back to that in a little while. Trump was right. The New York City mayor's race plunges into chaos as they don't know how to count the votes. 130 test-run votes lead to unprecedented discrepancy. If you can't count the votes in a 100% Democrat city in a Democrat primary, and you're confused and you don't know who won, days later, how could you possibly know? I mean, the Republican primary's over. We know who won. My buddy won. The founder of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa. He won days ago, Tuesday. Last week, right? Wasn't it Tuesday of last week? It wasn't yesterday. Am I losing my mind? I think it was a week ago, wasn't it? The election. So we know about Curtis Sliwa for a week. How is it possible a week later you don't know who won the Democrat primary? And the answer is, I'm sure it's all mail-in ballots. Democrats won't go vote in person. They're afraid of COVID. COVID's scary. COVID goes after Democrats. And so they're scared to death. So... And don't forget, COVID's back again. Isn't it perfect timing? Right when we're going to prove the election was stolen and put the entire country into crisis over a stolen presidency and the wrong guy in the White House who's taking away our country, at that moment, isn't it convenient that COVID's back? It's perfect. You couldn't write this stuff in a movie. You couldn't write it in a number one TV series. And before a liberal organization like Right Wing Watch or Media Matters claims Wayne Root is saying it's all made up, there is no COVID, there never was COVID, I knew about COVID before any of you knew about COVID. Last January, because I read Zero Hedge all day long and I know what's going on in the real world, I knew that China was being ravaged by a pandemic and I knew it was coming our way and talked about it on my radio and Newsmax TV shows the entire late January, all of February last year, and early March. I knew exactly what was happening. And I knew they were underplaying it in China. I knew they were claiming, 3,000 dead, when the reality is there may have been hundreds of thousands dead. So I knew all about COVID. I've always known about COVID. I didn't say Democrats invented COVID, but what did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a crisis go to waste. Democrats saw it as manna from heaven. They saw it as their opportunity to lock down the nation, destroy the economy, make everyone unemployed, take the greatest economy of our lifetime, maybe in history, where all the credit went to Trump and destroy him and make sure he loses re-election with a combination of destroyed economy, people out of work, people sick, people dead, and mail-in ballots with no voter ID to steal the election. So that's the deal. They didn't invent COVID, and COVID's real, so I'm not accusing them of either of those things. It's a real thing, and it wasn't Democrat created, but I do believe China created it, and I do believe they purposely sent it this way, right in the middle of us winning the trade war, no mistake. They let all their people get on airplanes and come to America and spread it. At the very least, after it escaped the biowarfare lab, at the very least. But I got to tell you, the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen. And I feel the same way about COVID now, the new version of COVID, the COVID variant. You know why they use the word variant? They could call it the Brazilian COVID, they could call it the European COVID, they could call it the English COVID, the French COVID. But you can't do that because they've already made up the idea that Chinese COVID or Wuhan COVID or China flu is no good. It's racist. It's prejudice. You can't use a name for the place it came from. That's racism. So instead of saying it's the India or the Brazilian COVID, it's now the variant. It's like a movie. Is it starring Keanu Reeves, the variant? The variant, the world's ending, starring Keanu Reeves. It's just such a cool name, the variant. The studies are out. You know what the death rate is of the variant? The same as regular old-fashioned flu. Lower than old-fashioned flu. It's like the common cold. You're going to get a sore throat, a headache, and a stuffed nose. And they're shutting down Sydney for that, and they want to shut down America. They're dying. Biden's itchy trigger finger is dying to shut down the United States of America in the next 90 days. I guarantee you he's going to try and shut us all down. I guarantee you there will be a mask mandate. I guarantee you he's going to tell us, run for your lives. Death is coming again. It's now turned from a flu pandemic, which was always a 99% recovery rate, to a basically a common cold with less death and hospitalization than the regular flu, which happens with every pandemic. The pandemic cycles out, and there's natural herd immunity, and then it becomes a much milder new pandemic, a much milder new flu, a much milder new germ, and that's what's happening here. And the death rate is 0.00001, you know, just like the number of transgenders in America, 0.00001. The NFL, we're transgender now, we're gay, we're lesbian, we're bisexual. Are you trying to gain 0.00001 of the population? You don't have enough people watching the most watched sport in the United States of America by a mile? You need transgenders? Every red-blooded man in America loves football, and you want to turn off 60% of them who are Republican Trumpers so that you can gain men with vaginas? Really? You think that's a good business idea? I think that's suicide. But I digress. The new COVID variant is in living rooms across America now. The variant, turn on your TV. No, it's an illness. It's a pandemic. You're all going to die from the variant. You are never going to die in large numbers from COVID. Matter of fact, the 600,000 who died, that number is grossly, grossly, grossly exaggerated. Everyone who ever had a nosebleed was called COVID. Anyone who died in a motorcycle accident, their gunshot wound, was called COVID. Anyone who died during rioting from BLM, Black Lives Matter, they didn't die from a mugging or a murder. It was COVID. Those numbers were so padded because all the hospitals made $39,000 and all the nursing homes made $39,000 per victim. So everybody was called COVID. That's the same reason today every person that's dying from the COVID vaccine, and I'm not even anti-vaccine, but there are people dying for the vaccine. That's a fact. You're not going to allow me to say it. It's a fact. People are dying for the vaccine by the thousands in the United States and Europe, and they're being wounded gravely by the hundreds of thousands or millions in Europe, 1.5 million in Europe. And everyone who dies from the COVID vaccine is called COVID. As I told you yesterday, a friend told me about his friend, 30 years old, female, in Vegas, got the COVID vaccine, fell ill that night, went to a coma the next day, 2 weeks in a coma, died yesterday. Died minutes before he texted me and said she just died, literally, just died. 30 years old with kids, real estate person in Vegas. And they called it COVID. And her family said, no, it was the COVID vaccine. They said, no, she got COVID the same day she got the vaccine. Pure coincidence. Yeah. She got COVID and fell into a coma immediately. You know, it's funny. I've never heard of one person in all of American history who got COVID and immediately fell into a coma. You get COVID and you go 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days, a week, 2 weeks. And if it doesn't go away, it gets worse and it gets worse, or it gets better and it gets worse. And you don't treat it with hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, plus Z-Pak, or you don't treat it with ivermectin. Eventually, you might be hospitalized if you're one of the very tiny percent of unlucky, or you're 95 years old, or you're literally stuck in a wheelchair with no oxygen. Yeah, you might wind up in a hospital and then die. But it doesn't happen in hours. Only with the vaccine does a brain bleed or heart inflammation or death happen within hours. So stop lying, doctors, so you can pick up the $39,000 fee from the government for COVID deaths. But anyway, I think this all started because I said liberals won't even vote in person because they think COVID is overrunning the country. So they're all mail-in ballots in the Democrat primary in New York, and that's why it's turned into hell, just like the presidential race. You can't count all the fake absentee ballots. There's too many to count. And by the way, you think that's a condemnation of a stolen election? When we get back, I'll tell you about the USB drives that were stolen, transferred, and inserted into voting systems in swing states in the 2020 election. I'll also tell you about the BLM rioters smashed the car window in a little baby's face and avoids jail time because the lawyer says it was an emotional moment in their life. And the judge said, no problem, no jail. But if you were at January 6th, the insurrection, if you walked into the Capitol after the police opened the door and said, come on in, and you put shaving cream on Nancy Pelosi's chair, life in prison, hard labor. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date,
and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost at a
immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
There is no other radio host in America who gets more done in a four-minute break. Because I have so many businesses, and I've learned to do everything in a matter of seconds. So I literally sent out like 15 emails and 5 texts in the last 4 minute break to the new video demo for one of the biggest radio stations in America for a sports show I'm doing. And I just sent that out to a whole bunch of people who were on it and who wanted to see it and who are thinking about using the show and all kinds of things. So I was just getting a bunch of stuff out. But that's what I do in my 4 minute break. Instead of relaxing, which most radio hosts do, I am just working my little butt off. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD, because I love working out hard every day. I'm actually in my workout clothes right now because I just went from a 90-minute workout straight into the show. I turned 60 on July 20th, so in just a couple of weeks I'm going to be 60 years old. Working out can cause some serious aches and pains. And my buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and Raiders quarterback and Redskins quarterback, is the one who told me all about Sons of Liberty CBD and said, you got to try it. You won't have any aches and pains anymore. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real. It's mainstream and it works. And for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com offering up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15. WAR for Wayne Allen Root, 15. You get 15% off automatically for being a Wayne Root fan. And another 10% off if you get their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. WAR15 is the code to get up to 25% off. I told you I'd tell you about the exclusive USB drives. The USB drives. Separate those two words, right? The USB drives were suspiciously stolen. So in multiple swing states, flash drives, USBs, used in the 2020 election process were reported either missing or suspiciously inserted into the voting systems used in the election. In Arizona, on November 5th, a home was raided and USBs were obtained along with hard drives and computers. What was an individual doing with these items only a couple of days after the election? In Georgia, in the state farm arena in Fulton County, Georgia, we identified numerous activities where USBs were transferred suspiciously between election personnel. One was a strange pass between a mother and her daughter, two election workers made famous due to their suspicious activities during the election. Another suspicious pass occurred with a guy we labeled the USB guy. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, an official admitted to taking data from the election management system, plugging it into a laptop, then filtering it with Excel. This circumvented the rules that external software isn't allowed on election machines. However, rather than being upset with this activity, Georgia election COO Gabe Sterling went off on the media for reporting this. Pennsylvania, it was reported an election laptop and memory sticks were stolen in Pennsylvania on October 1st before the election. On November 12th, only a few days after the election, also in Pennsylvania, a report was released from the Trump team stating outsiders with USBs and V cards were allowed in Pennsylvania county areas with no observers present. You think we're stupid? In late November, Pennsylvania, a credible witness described how he personally observed dozens of USB cards being uploaded to voting machines, which resulted in 50,000 votes for Joe Biden in a short amount of time. My God, this is how they stole the election. We reported on a missing flash drive in Milwaukee. At the same time, the city recorded 120,000 votes, all for Joe Biden, on the morning of November 4th. Wow. This is a joke. This is an absolute joke and a travesty what's happened to America. And the other travesty is once he was elected, then it was a communist takeover of the United States with people that are, to put it kindly, a combination of communist and incompetent morons, lame brain morons, schmucks. And I'm talking about Pete Butthead. What's his real name? Pete Butthead. There's no time to argue if climate change is real. It's happening and it's dangerous. Of course there's no time to argue. That's the perfect argument for liberals. It's a crisis. There's no time to argue. Give me all your money. And then they stick the gun in your balls and say, give me all your money or I'll blow your balls off. They're like stick-up artists. They're like the most vicious bank robbers or armed robbers at a liquor store that ever lived. They put a gun to your head or a pregnant woman's belly or to your balls and they say, no time to argue, just give me all your money. No time to argue about climate change. Why would you argue? It's absolutely happening. Take my word for it. Now let's spend all the money all of you have in the whole world. Morons. Here's another statement from Pete Butthead, otherwise known as Butthead. Every transportation decision is about social justice and equity. They're all made through the lens of equity. Can you imagine? Oh, this isn't a communist takeover of the United States. Of course not. No communists here. No. No communists. Everything in life is about social justice. I'm getting married. You know why? Social justice.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is dead. His family says the man who served in that role under two presidents died at the age of 88 in New Mexico. His family called him an American statesman. Rumsfeld served in both the Gerald Ford and George W. Bush administration. Bill Cosby isn't taking questions following his release from prison. Cosby appearing in front of his home outside of Philadelphia with his attorneys, but would not speak after reporters tried to ask him several questions.
Mr. Cosby, how does it feel to be home?
Well, he is extremely happy to be home. He looks forward to reuniting with his wife and his children.
Cosby's attorney speaking there. Cosby seems to be in frail health and needed help walking outside of his home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors back with you. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Days a week, and of course the all-important weekend version, the best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We've got our guest on the line, Megan Barth. She's been with us for many, many years. She took a little break, and she is back in the action with the Wayne Allen Root Show. Megan Barth, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and it's so good to hear that you haven't slowed down one iota. You basically put the pedal to the metal.
I've sped up. your website is the same, I trust, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com.
Yeah, ReaganBabe.com, and I have a weekly news section there, a daily news section, and you can subscribe to the newsletter now. My newsletter has been going bonkers, which is great. It's the top 10 stories of the week you'll get every Sunday night, but this week will be Monday, of course, because of the holiday, and I'm excited about it.
Cool. ReaganBabe.com. Glad to have you back. Let's talk. I mean, your big topic was always election fraud. And believe me, since the day you've been gone, Megan, that's all I talk about is a stolen election, a rigged election, and the fact that Trump won, I believe, by a landslide, an electoral landslide, and probably a popular vote landslide as well. Long before Mike Lindell did his forensic audit, I always said my guesstimate was 80 to 85 million votes for Trump, 60 million for Biden. And Mike Lindell says that's exactly what the number was. It's so obvious the election was stolen. You'd have to be an idiot dribbling on yourself to not know the election was stolen. This is your topic. So, you know, here, you know, go get them. Arizona election audit. What's the latest news? What do you think's gonna be announced and unearthed?
Well, first of all, Wayne, you know, thank you very much. And voter fraud was never very sexy to talk about, but it was more about election fraud. And what we witnessed here is the use of COVID in order to change laws, in order to basically codify their fraud. No one can tell me what I didn't see, what I saw with my own two eyes. And that's what the left and the mainstream media is trying to tell us. Never in the history of our country have we ever stopped counting ballots. And they only stopped counting ballots in the swing states. I'm sure you noticed that. As far as Arizona is concerned, you know, the Democrats say, well, we'll just do a portion of the ballots here, like Raffensperger in Georgia. We'll just look at some ballots here. And if, you know, the system says 3,000 ballots and we count 3,000 ballots, well, then there was no fraud. Well, as a matter of fact, that makes no sense because I could have 3,000 apples, right? Some of them could be plastic, some of them could be rotten, and I still don't have, right, the same amount of apples. So I have to throw some away and some aren't apples. So what the forensic audit in Arizona, and this is what needs to be done and what's catching on fire, we'll see Michigan, Wisconsin was, of course, that's going to be tough to get through because of the governor. And then Arizona, if the Democrats weren't worried about Arizona, why did they send 100 lawyers in order to challenge the audit? What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? The only way you can have transparency in our elections and not banana republic elections like we witnessed in 2020 is to make sure that every single eligible voter cast one vote. Not ineligible voters. We still have 335,000 ballots in Georgia that have no chain of custody. That could not only just change the Georgia outcome nationally, but we might not have a Senator Ralph Reverend Warnock or whatever the hell his name is. So this is extraordinarily important on what comes out of Arizona. And hell, the audit might prove that Joe Biden actually won by a landslide in Arizona, which, of course, he didn't, and which, of course, we know he didn't.
Well, he may have lost by a landslide in Arizona. You know,
correct.
One of my friends who's on the inside of the Arizona audit and the Trump campaign sent me a text yesterday, and he said, "Wayne, I have it on inside information that this is the real audit results, it will show that Trump won Arizona by a million votes, basically 2 million to 1 million. He destroyed Joe Biden. I think it was 2.3 to 1.2 or something like that. He destroyed Joe Biden, and they flipped the votes. They flipped Trump to Biden. Now, I don't know if you've heard anything like that, and I don't know if that's true. I'm just telling you what my friend, who I believe is very credible, who is very close to Trump and very close to the audit in Arizona, says has already been proven. They just haven't released it all yet, but he says that's what the forensic audit is going to prove. Any idea if that's true?
I have not heard any inside information from the audit, but what I can tell you is that he's probably not far off. We have just 335 ballots laying around in Georgia with no chain of custody through the use of drop boxes, we can't assume that that's an outlier. There is a pattern and a template of fraud, and they simply use that template and that pattern of fraud, which Stacey Abrams certainly knows about, and they duplicate that across not states, but certain counties. That's where elections get really important. That's when you look at certain counties on how they can manipulate the counts and the ballots. We see specifically, of course, the counties like Fulton County, Maricopa County. Maricopa County basically said, oh, no, we didn't have any outside sources basically hack into our machines. But they said something completely different on record just months before that, that they had an open network that people just could access the voting tabulation systems at any given time, I guess, without any sort of tracking. This is egregious. And that's why, these aren't anecdotal accusations. These are statements made by Maricopa County, who then turned around and fought to give over their equipment. So the more they fight, the more they send lawyers, the more smoke and the more fire there is, specifically around Maricopa County.
Well, I've said, you know, since the day that you have not been on the show, Megan, so you didn't listen to what I was saying. You never heard me say this. The more somebody objects, the more you know they're guilty. And the reaction Correct. Of Democrats is ridiculous. If they weren't guilty, they'd say, audit all you want. You're not going to find anything. You guys are idiots. You guys are a joke. We won the election. This is so silly. Go audit. You'll find nothing, right? But when they go, no, you can't audit. It's like a husband who murdered his wife. Don't look there. Don't dig in the backyard. It's very clear. Something is very, very wrong, and they're scared to death that we're about to prove the election stolen, and they don't know, and I don't know, and you don't know, and based on the press releases, Trump doesn't know. What will the result of this be? In other words, there's nothing in the Constitution, Democrats argue, that says even if you could prove it was stolen, there's nothing that allows you to overturn the presidency of the United States. Biden's votes were certified. Biden put his hand on the Bible. Biden was sworn in. Biden is the president. You can't undo it, even if you think you just proved it was a stolen election, is what Democrats will say. I think there will be an uprising in this country. I think there'll be a revolution. I don't think people will accept Biden as president. Democrats know that could happen. They're scared to death of what's going to happen in this country. There could be a 10 million man and woman march on Washington, D.C., and we won't leave until Biden steps down. People could stop paying taxes until Biden steps down. I don't know what's going to happen, Megan. Do you?
No, absolutely not. But what I can tell you is that, you know, what we have witnessed is many, many people saying that he's an installed president. I believe that he's an installed president. But also what I think what we are going to see is an uprising of what I would call, basically targeted federalism, whereby the red state governors, whether they be DeSantis, unfortunately, Kemp in Georgia, but other governors that really stand behind integrity in the elections, who are doing their best to tighten their elections, whether it's from Texas to Florida, et cetera. Pennsylvania, of course, got shut down. But what we're going to see is a red state uprising. And this is why federalism is so incredibly important, is because states have to act not only as their own laboratories, but they have to act as a defense against the tyranny of a centralized government, specifically a government that is being led by a false prophet.
What do you think about what's happening in Georgia and Raffensperger and the DOJ suing Georgia and Raffensperger and Kemp suddenly being the great Republican defenders who love election integrity? What do you think about all that?
Well, I think it's quite a joke, quite frankly. But this, again, we see the overreaction, the thou dost to protest too much from Merrick Garland and the DOJ when it comes to basically passing laws that prohibit people from cheating or at least make it harder for people to cheat. And really the only Democrats' basis for their actions in Georgia is somehow that black people can't get IDs. Well, that's new to me, but according to Joe Biden, they don't even know how to use computers either. So, you know, this reaction, and then Brian and Brad, a little bit late, guys, thanks. But, you know, unbeknownst to you, Wayne, I did a lot of work in Fulton County. I did a lot of work in Atlanta. And, again, you cannot tell me what I didn't see with my two eyes. When I tell you that there are 335,000 ballots that have no chain of custody that were found where? In drop boxes. Drop boxes.
Right.
Basically unwatched, unmonitored, unaccountable drop boxes. There's a reason why the left pushed for drop boxes, and that's because the broken chain of custody. So, you know, it'll be nice if Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp stick by their original bill that passed and that they signed and fight like hell. And that's why I said federalism is so incredibly important. I guess better late than never.
And by the way, Megan, just like drop boxes, and the music songs we're running, but just like drop boxes, ballot harvesting is another way to steal an election because no one knows the custody of the ballot. Someone hands it to you. They sign it. It's blank. They let you fill it out. You handed 100,000 ballots all marked Biden, and the people didn't even get involved in who they were voting with. They just trusted you with the ballots. So a lot of massive voter fraud. ReaganBabe.com is the website. She is Megan Bart. Thank you, Megan. Welcome back.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years.
members. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Wanted to mention real quick Freedom Fest, because it's always in Vegas. It's the event of the year. It's the greatest libertarian show on earth, as the media calls it. But this year, for the first time in 15 years, it's not in Vegas. He didn't want to take a chance, Mark Skousen, the owner and organizer and producer of Freedom Fest. He wanted to take a chance on COVID restrictions, putting a crimp in Freedom Fest this summer, like he did last summer. So he decided to bring it to South Dakota. So the greatest libertarian show on earth is now outside Mount Rushmore in Rapid City, South Dakota, in the Rushmore Civic Center. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, J.P. Sears, John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods. All of that at Freedom Fest this year, and they already know a record crowd will be attending. It's this July 21 through 24. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off registration. Freedomfest.com, promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there. Be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. So if you, you know, there's that famous saying I can't say on the radio, but it starts with an SH and then show. It's a show going on in the United States of America. If you don't see that now, it's absolutely insanity. Ilhan Omar blasted for remarks about Jews in Congress. This is what a modern-day Muslim supremacist sounds like. Is that how you pronounce it, supremacist or supremacist? I always thought people say you're a white supremacist, but it's spelled supremacist. So is it really you're a white supremacist? supremacist. Well, in this case, it's a Muslim supremacist. The House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, who, I can't stand. He's another. He's so much like Mitch McConnell. He's a young Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is Kevin looking like he's probably died 3 weeks ago. And they're holding him up. They're holding him up with their hands in his butt like, that weekend of Bernie's. That's not what I always thought about Mitch McConnell. Are you sure he's alive? He doesn't talk. He's got no personality. He's got no reaction. He's got no energy. He just stands there and his lips move a little bit and he mumbles. Can't understand what he's saying. It's the weirdest thing ever. But I wish him well. Don't let anyone say I hope he dies. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes it looks like he's kind of standing there like he passed away and they're moving his lips. It's just he's a funny looking dude, Mitch McConnell, and he's boring as heck. And he just has no personality. And that's always been my problem with the Republican Party. Too many leaders with no personality. And I cringed and I said this for years and years and years. You can't win elections with people with no energy. Democrats have all the guys with sex appeal. Democrats had John F. Kennedy. Democrats had Robert Kennedy. Democrats have Gavin Newsom, right? Democrats had Bill Clinton was like a matinee idol. I don't think Barack Obama is some stud. But, a lot of people thought he was a handsome, charismatic guy with big personality. They all loved him and they lived and died when he walked in the door. But he certainly had energy. He certainly had energy. But we have these candidates who look like they're half dead. And the House Minority Leader sometimes looks like he's half dead. Anyway, I digress. Kevin McCarthy, to me, is just a slightly high-energy, boring version of Mitch McConnell. But at least he got this one right. He reacts to Biden's comments bashing the GOP while abroad and discusses Ilhan Omar's latest remarks about Israel and Jewish members of Congress, and they've sparked a big backlash as the Minnesota Democrat expressed zero regret comparing Israel to Hamas and the Taliban, and she does not regret her tweet from earlier this month when asked if she knows why fellow Democrats, particularly Jews, that must have set her off because she's such a Jew hater. It's so obvious she's a racist Jew hater. Found previous comments of hers about Israel to be anti-Semitic. Omar accused them of not being partners in justice. The Jews in the House are not partners in justice. While claiming that she herself knows what it feels like to experience injustice in ways that many of my colleagues don't. Am I living in an alternate universe? Jews come from the Holocaust, where not only Nazis, but the brothers of Nazis were in many cases Muslims. The Muslim Brotherhood put hands together and clasped their arms around Adolf Hitler, and they wanted the Jews exterminated. And of course, many of the Muslims today in the Middle East want the Jews murdered and exterminated. They always say they want to drive them into the sea. Iran constantly says they're going to nuke Israel. They want to kill every Jew. If they had the chance and the opportunity and the ability, they kill every Jew in the world, but she's the only one who knows how to experience injustice in ways that many of my colleagues don't. Wow. So, Jews have to learn about injustice from Ilhan Omar. Oh, boy. Pretty scary. The Zionist Organization of America called Omar an ignorant anti-Semite. She should be condemned and removed from every committee. The Republican Jewish Coalition called the Democrat counterparts to call her out. Jay Sekulow, Trump's attorney, said Omar's past due to be censured and removed from committees, calling her a repeat offender. Seth Mandel of the Washington Examiner said it's only a matter of time before she completely alienates herself. She's going to cross everybody. There'll be nobody left to support her. And then, of course, we had Kevin McCarthy, who said this is what a modern-day Muslim supremacist looks like. And it is. I've always said we've got Hamas and Hezbollah, Muslim radical extremist terrorist organization, represented in Congress by Ilhan Omar.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
1.